Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house.
Yo.
What's going on? What's going on? Arms out to your mum's house.
Is it episode 27 in the place. I'm the Amber right here. We got my brother,
Delicious. Delicious and vicious.
Right, you're not looking as pasty as usual, man.
Really?
Yeah.
What's happened? Not as pasty as dick. I just got back from Spain. But I only was there for 2 days.
Yeah,
maybe
I know.
3 days in Spain. But bruv, man, it's so much better. That's the thing. I come back and I'm instantly in this grey, godforsaken, bullshit, arsehole of a country where we all think we're better than every single other place. Why is that? Why do we think we're better than everywhere else? Because this place is shit. As soon as I got landed, even the pilot was like, yo, just to let you know, before we left Malaga, this geezer actually said, just to let you know, the weather in Malaga is many levels better than it is in Gatwick at the moment. I was like, why did you say that? Why would you say that?
Useless information.
Everyone knows it's useful information, but B, we're fucking coming back on this economy class Wizz Air bullshit of a flight, mate. Wizz Air,
Oh, mate, I hate
I was
that
looking.
Shit.
I went there on Vueling, came back on Wizz Air, and let me check out Wizz Air. I've never been on. I had to download their app and shit. Mm. I'm looking at all the reviews, and it is like fucking hell.
Yeah, terrible.
1 minute they're delayed for this, next minute they're delayed for this. But Andrea was saying, yeah, but not in Malaga, because in Malaga there's not as many flights as Gatwick or Heathrow. It's not the same, you know what I mean? There's not like a big build up and stuff. So I was like, yeah, maybe she's got a point. So get on the plane. Luckily, she lives like 5 seconds from the airport, man. I go there like half an hour before, you know what I mean? I've only got hand luggage, like literally 45 minutes to an hour before the flight takes off. I'm there, and I go there, we're getting on the plane. It's one of them ones where, right, we haven't started taxiing for ages. I'm thinking, what the fuck's going on? And why don't they fucking say something? Within the first 10 minutes of it going past the scheduled time, they just start saying something. Yeah. And they don't. And then the geezer comes on. Wizz Air, by the way, they go, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to do the safety demonstration soon. We speak English and Albanian. I'm like, well, we're in Spain. Like, why would you even make a note of that we speak Albanian? I guarantee you there's no one on that plane. Yeah, just a bunch of fucking gringos. There's no one on that plane going back to Gatwick the day after a bank holiday who speaks Albanian, bruv. Like, and why is that even a thing? If you're going to make a point, say, listen, we speak English and Spanish. Obviously, if you're going to say that point, then say a point about at least the country you're in. I'm just like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's because they were trying to show off. They were trying to show off, going, look, like, we speak English and Albanian.
Do you know what I think it was? Because she was properly going, my helper, Vanessa and Victoria. Like, she had that proper Albanian kind of same V's as W's. It's like, that's blatantly like her cover up. Do you know what I mean? Oh, by the way, we all speak Albanian because we could barely like fucking say our words correctly in English. Uh-huh. Even though she's reading it off a list. But you big up all the Albanian, man.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to diss the Albanians, man. Albanians, they'll fuck your shit up. Salute the Albanians.
You don't want to diss the Albanians.
I know.
I hired a guy when I was to work at my old firm who came over from Albania on an illegal boat, got a job with us. We didn't even know. He didn't have a passport. And then he was such a good geezer. When he told us, we were like, yo, do you know what? You can stay here. And we helped him do all his papers and that. But he came over illegally and eventually got British. He was a hard-working, safe dude. But anyway, this bird, Victoria and Vanessa. I'm like, cool. What's going on? No one says anything. And it was exactly like the Google reviews, because then like the mad posh sounding pilot comes on. Oh, just to let you know, we were going to start taxiing off, ladies and gentlemen, but we've been removed by air traffic control in Spain. We had a slot. We've been removed. Now they're saying we don't exist. So we're just going to go through the usual. Da, da, da. And you're like, fine. We should be leaving in 10, 20 minutes. About 50 minutes later, he comes on the speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking. We were just about to leave. We've sorted out that problem. We now have a technical issue on an indicator.
Oh my
God. So I'm like, hang on. First, we were booted off air traffic control. Yeah. And that was blatantly a lie because now we've got a broken indicator.
I never believe a single fucking thing they say. I'm just saying, just tell me when you think we're going to leave. And they always say the magic half an hour because that's
magic
long enough.
Up.
Yeah.
Magic
they always
half an
say,
hour.
They always say,
yeah. And bitch, how many times you indicated and changing lanes when you're in the air, motherfucker? What kind of indicator is broke? What, are you going to go Halfords and buy an indicator for $1.99 and stick it on? What are you talking about? And then he's like, but now because we've got to follow the Airbus regulation and go through all our papers, so the paperwork might take 5 minutes. And like 2 hours later, we're still sitting there. Bruv, it's freezing because they got all the aircon on. I was just like, man, it turned out to be exactly like the reviews. So ban Wizz Air, yeah?
Yeah.
You go on Wizz Air. I mean, they're all cunts now. But you go on Wizz Air, they're like, yo, do you want a seat? Yeah. Cool, you got to pay for that. All right, fine. Oh, yeah. Do you want to check in online? Yeah, I've got the app. I check in online. Yeah, you've got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Do you want to bring a hand luggage? Yeah, I'll bring the hand luggage. Well, you can't bring hand luggage. You've got to pay for priority boarding. I don't want priority boarding. That's a load of bullshit. Now, you've got to have priority boarding to bring a hand luggage. Otherwise, you've got to get a normal luggage.
Yeah.
And then what was the other? Man, they're charging.
They're like, do you want to breathe? Would you like to breathe oxygen on your flight? Okay, yeah. It's going to be an extra £2.50. It's fucked up,
remember,
man.
Remember when we were younger, yeah? You used to get on a plane. The ticket came in the post.
Yeah.
Or you could go to a travel agent and get it. But the tickets, the physical tickets came in the post, had the seat number. I don't even know if like my parents were paying for luggage if we went away. You know what I mean?
Maybe
came in like an allocation of you've got 25 kilograms.
Each passenger has that. And if you
and then you
it,
get on the plane, it's like, yo, do you want a glass of water? Do you want a this is the meal that we're gonna serve? Do you want to choose from the menu, bruv? Now they are utter cunts. I was going to go back to Spain on the end of this month because it's another bank holiday weekend. We look at the prices and it's like £400 return on cunt airlines from these cunts that also, like, by the way, London Southend. What are you talking about? What? London Gatwick is pushing it, bruv. That's pushing it for acceptability on a blag. London Heathrow, bosh. London City, bosh. London Stansted, don't take the piss. London Luton, don't take the piss. London Southend, bruv, you should dig up my mum's grave and piss on her head. Will you? That's the biggest piss take. Southend. It's at the end of the south of the country.
Yo.
It's nowhere
stupid.
Near.
Yeah, no, it's another holiday. People go on holiday to Southend. So you're going to get a flight from your holiday to Southend, for fuck's sake.
They go on holiday to Southend. They call it London Southend.
Yeah, they take the absolute piss. I mean, again, we're moving into comedic hack territory here, talking about fucking airplane food and shit, but it is taking a piss. I don't know how people put up with it. And you know what I heard as well? EasyJet, they were trying to have standing up
Ryanair
planes. Was it Ryanair? Was it
Ryanair?
Man, like...
that geezer pushes it. That geezer. The only good thing about him is you know who he comes out in the press. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking charge you. You fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
He just fucking says it.
There's a face.
I'm gonna
to
charge
it.
You to go toilet. I'm gonna charge you to stand up. But to be fair to him, he reckons people will pay less money to have a standing up ticket. Do you know?
Well, you know, that's the thing.
As long as you come out and blag it like that. But because if you're foreign, if you're from fucking somewhere else and you're going to London for your holiday and you say, oh, look, London South End's a lot cheaper. Let's go fly there.
Yeah.
And you take your kids and shit.
You're fucked.
I remember Andrea until she got schooled up. She was like, yo, I might go to South End. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Nah.
What are you talking about?
Mate, even if you save £100 on your flight, flying from Gatwick or Luton or even Stansted instead of Heathrow, you're better off paying the extra £100 because you're paying £100 anyway to get to and from fucking Gatwick. Yeah. And especially 100%. if you're saving £100, it's like your flight is at 2 a.m. Oh, mate, my work, because I traveled a lot with work and it was all on these Wizz Air, Ryanair. I've got all those apps. I fucking deleted them all now because I got a new job now. Fuck them, But I've used all them things hundreds of times and they're always trying to cut corners. My work, I had to really sit them down and tell them, bro, pay the extra 100 quid, man. I'm going from Heathrow, motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm not going 7 a.m. Yeah. flight from fucking Gatwick. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah. Pay the extra 100 quid.
Heathrow is now, it's not an extra 100 quid anymore, bruv. I'm well, with you. It was exactly yeah. like that a couple of years. But now, post-COVID, the boss of Heathrow has come out and said, like, no, allow you. If you yeah. want to use Heathrow, it's like more than double. It now, is fucking
No. Yesterday, I bought, my mum still hasn't learned how to use a fucking computer. Yeah, she can't book flights. So I booked a flight for her to south of France. And of course, not from Gatwick or any of those places. I booked her from Heathrow, British Airways. And it was, man, it was super cheap, man. 150 quid return to Nice Airport, man.
Mate, that is
cheap. That was, yeah, but like, yeah. It was, yeah.
And that's a touristy destination. Because I was going to say, like, Malaga and Costa yeah. del Sol, and that they all know everyone's a cunt who goes there and they just charge you through the nose. Yeah, but Nice exactly. is a lot of money as well.
There's yeah.
a lot of tourists there.
And it's also the Cannes Film Festival is on at the moment as well, because we've got an apartment just near Cannes. You know what I mean? That's why they're going. Anyway, enough chat about that. Okay? Yeah. I want to go into the first tune, if that's okay, ladies and gentlemen.
That's looking a little bit less pasty, though, bruv.
Yeah. You've
got but look, a little bit less pasty. And look how pasty I am,
bruv. Nah, man, you good to go, man.
Yeah, so
all right.
Tell us, man.
Yeah, okay, so a fan of this podcast, he was just messaged a really nice message saying he loved the pod. Then I looked through his Instagram and I realized he's a beat maker. He makes beats. So I was like, oh, cool, you make beats. So we started chatting about beats. And then he told me, oh, have you heard of Tommy Evans? And I was like, we played Tommy Evans on the podcast, man. You know what I mean? I played that tune, Ophelia. It's one of my favorite.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him that?
Yeah, of course. And he told me he has produced Tommy Evans's new album that's coming out very, very soon. And I told him, oh, we'll play one of the tunes off the album. He sent me the whole album. Obviously, I can't play the unreleased stuff, but three of the tracks have been released so far. 88th, Nadia Hussein, and Changes Now are the three singles that are out already, party people. So go look up Tommy Evans and The Cat Burglar. This guy, he's on Instagram, he's called HK. H-K-A-Y. HK. And he's a producer. He's also known as The Cat Burglar. And so Tommy Evans and The Cat Burglar, the album is called Van Gogh. I told him we'd give one of the tunes a spin, man. You know what I mean? And we'll react to 100%. It on here. So
that's nuts that we were playing Tommy Evans before.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And that's wicked. What Tommy a wicked Evans, little link. This must be a bit of a comeback.
Yeah, it must be because I know Tommy Evans, he kind of went away for a while. He became like, you know, mad, you know, super religious and stuff. And there was like,
that's
you know,
haram, man. That's haram.
Yeah, you know, I'm assuming, I don't know the man personally. Okay, party people, much love to Tommy Evans, big name. He even almost got some chart success as well in the early 2000s. I remember he had a couple bangers. He also has been sampled. He's one of the few people that have been sampled by J Dilla. His voice has been sampled by J Dilla, which is a fucking legendary really? Thing. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, it's insane. A tune he did, Silent Mobius, with Harry Love. He goes, yeah. And if you listen to some of Dilla's biggest hip-hop tunes, there's a, you can hear him. He's used it on several tracks. Anyway, not to go too deep into that, but Tommy Evans, a legendary dude, and this album, I'm very much looking forward to it, is dope. But I'm going to play one track off it, one that's been released already. There's even a music video attached to this one. It's called Nadia Hussein. You know who Nadia Hussein is?
Isn't she a reporter?
No, that's what I thought, you know. But
wasn't she
it up.
The woman who was went over as a journalist and they said she was a spy?
No, it's the girl who won British Bake Off. I had to look it up because I don't watch the British.
Oh, Nadia Hussein, yeah.
Yeah, the hijab woman who won the Bake Off.
Yeah. Now she's mad popular on daytime TV.
Exactly. I don't know much about her. I just remember when she won it, it was up in the, but I don't watch any of that stuff, so I don't really know, but props to her. This track is called Nadia Hussein. Is she Syrian? I don't know where she's from.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't think she's Syrian. But anyway. So this track is called Nadia Hussein by Tommy Evans and the Cat Burglar. Check it out. Oh, it's featuring Aisha Therese. Therese? Therese. I don't know how to pronounce that, but she's a singer as well. So check it out. I really like this beat.
I was born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Ounces to pound cake, count the amount. Born to get cake, Nadia Hussein.
Born to get cake.
Cake on such a sweet taste. Born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Hundreds and thousands, count the amount. Born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Millionaire cheesecake on such a sweet taste.
Wasn't born with a silver spoon in the mouth, with a chrome blush sprinkled with gold dust. Some polished diamond shining from the glow up. Lens flare reflex off crystal glass.
Don't touch.
Fine china porcelain, bright as some boulders. Uninvited guests show up to my domus. Knives out, cause I forked out, get my dough up. Why you all in my grill and dough brush?
Gross, yeah.
Loads on my plate, keep my cake all close up. Why you skate goat toes or Goku roast ducks?
Cheer.
Pepsi maxed out, high from the coke rush.
Hold up.
I meant Coca-Cola, you donut. The closest I came to La Cosa Nostra, Alexander Sosa. Bicarbonate soda, scope it. British Bake Off on my sofa. Only ices on my cake, slice them, you know.
I was born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Ounces to pound cake, count the amount. Born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Double that green cake, oh, such a sweet taste. Born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Hundreds and thousands, count the amount. Born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Millionaire cheesecake, oh, such a sweet taste.
Pursue the paper trail to make a sell. The pace of snails, the chase entails. These trains to rail, the major bell. The great prevail for raging gales, rain and hell.
Hell the rain
of his royal highness. Make bread what you bake is stale. My work heavy on the weighing scales. Knives and spoons, only kind of food I tried to move from the kitchen to the dining room. Home economics, Cuban licks. Chef Raekwon's fist with a strong grip on the kettle boiling up. Your boy was just so innocent.
From
Toys R Us to Boister Us. Ambassador's receptions, royal flush. Ferrero Rocher is excellence, spoiling us.
Raise a toast.
Success, such a poison cup. Poise the bus, push tea till your coins are up.
I was born to get cake, Nadia Hussein. Ounces to pound cake, count the amount.
Hey.
Born to get.
Yeah, people, go check that out.
Tommy
Evans and the Catbug. I really like that beat. Real nice vibe, you know what I mean? Well produced.
When I hear the beat, it's within like 20, 30 seconds, I'm like, yo, the only person I can picture on this is him or Lewis Parker. It was that kind of... I mean, it was very well suited for Tommy Evans.
Yeah.
But no, like welcoming and nice and not nice, but welcoming and bouncy and kind of, you know what I mean?
No, it's nice.
To be anything militant.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It is nice.
I didn't mean like nice, like wet and soft.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because I prefer when I'm sampling stuff, obviously I sample stuff like that as well. I love beats like that, but I always tend to look for more melancholy, kind of sad sounding chords, you know what I mean? Like more evil, you know, I describe as evil, you know what I mean? Like those type of rough type of beats. But man, I love a little jump up head nod rocker like that. And you noticed as well, Tommy Evans in his raps, he's rapping about cooking and dough and
fucking,
you know,
how much did he fucking sit down for that one?
Yeah.
Like, sat down, I've got to make like, I'm Pepsi maxed out. And he's like straight at every single thing. The only type of food I move is from the kitchen to the dining room.
Yeah,
but the second verse, the way he started the second verse,
was much better than the first. Yeah, I reckon.
The first, he's like, "Yo, it's going to be about food and Nadia Hussein and cooking and what did he say? Millionaires and thousands,
hundreds
and
of thousands,
hundreds of thousands and all that stuff." So and he went almost like two in with it. So then on the second verse, he's like done a rhyming pattern for like the first kind of 6 to 8 bars.
Yeah,
went ba 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 ba, just killed it, and then went back to the mad food. References again as well, but yeah, man, that's big up. So that's what HK,
HK, aka the Cat Burglar. Salute, my man. Tommy Evans, salute as well. He hasn't lost it, dude, still got it. Sounding dope. People go check that ish out. I want to play a tune that Theme sent me now, okay. Let's get into this one, all right?
Straight I'm not even going to... Back. We've never done that, the old back-to-back bizzle.
Well, that was more of a, you know, just kind of a salute, tip the hat type thing.
Yeah.
But let's check this one. I'm not even going to intro this tune. I'm just going to play it straight up.
Cheese. Haven't heard this in headphones for a long time.
It's called Money for Nothing.
Money is for nothing.
Yeah.
Get your chicks for free. Yeah, I wanted to play that, yeah, because when I was coming back from the airport today,
yeah,
on the Gatwick Express, which is fucking shit train, like six carriages, yeah.
Yeah.
Two of these carriages are first class only. Yeah. You'll notice that they're first class because they've got first class written on the window. Yeah. That's the only difference, bruv.
Yeah.
What kind of cunt, yeah, is paying for a first class ticket on a train, yeah? And imagine the sort of cunt you got to be to go and go, excuse me, you can't sit here. There's never anyone on those trains. There's never anybody on those carriages. It's only the sort of person who's going to be like, who's that? Harry Enfield, I am considerably richer than you. Yeah. Yeah? It's going to be only that kind of geezer. Yeah?
Oh, for sure.
This train goes from A to B. There's one stop, Victoria, Bosch. That's it. Yeah. You're telling me bruv, what benefit do you get? Do you get like fucking more leg room and fucking foot massage and a hand job? You get nothing, bruv.
You get to sit away. Nothing. You get to sit away from the riffraff.
From the scum.
From the scum.
And you're probably really hoping someone does come in. You go, excuse me, this is first class. Bruv, there was like two women on the entire carriage that I sat on. There's no one on these trains, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no... And it just made me thought of like the kind of people that do that and spend their money on that, because there's this geezer around here, yeah? I keep seeing him. He's got a brand new 7 Series. Old man. Like in his 70s, yeah? Pure black polished 7 Series. Brand spanking fucking new.
In your estate?
I keep seeing him around like Bush and Acton.
I was going to say.
Yeah. And he's got W4 Chelsea written on it. Just to make everyone know, yeah? When he drives around. Bruv, you've bought a brand new 7 Series. We don't need, bruv, that's like $100,000 bit more of motor. We don't need to know. Yeah? Everyone can see you've got dough. What brings you to make that? Like, do you know what? I've got a shit. Bruv, you just imagine spending like 120 bags on a car, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the nuts. A seven series is the fucking nuts inside and to drive and everything. And then you've got to sit down and just think. Imagine that kind of person. Let me just make sure everyone knows I'm fucking minted. Yeah. How can I do that? The polished metallic black and the alloys and the badge, they won't do it. I've got to write. And I support Chelsea. So what I'll do, is I'll get W4. Yeah. Mate, you're such a fucking cunt.
Oh, man.
It's the kind of thing that just makes me so, like, not mad, but who does it?
No, innit?
Who does that? Who would buy the first class ticket?
No. I'm with you 100%. But you didn't, as a kid, when you had a car, you wanted your own number plate, didn't you think?
Yeah. But that's the other point of it, yeah? So when you've got your purple Vauxhall Nova, with one of the wheels is like the spare wheel that's got like this can only do 50 mile an hour sticker on the side. Yeah. Those are the sort of cars, and you've got like Elaine written above the passenger window and Bads written above the driver. Those are the ones you expect to see a private number plate on, you know what I mean? Like, well, hard, like with an eight for the eight. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? But on these mad spanking, and you always get around here, you get like W12 boss, or you get Kelly, you know what I mean, like Kellane, or you're like, fuck,
oh man,
me, you're getting a decent motor, and then you're putting the fucking it just makes me think, who the fuck, what but man, mentality? I mean,
if you got
real money, yeah, real money doesn't do that, bro.
No, it's true,
real money does not do, first of all, real money drives a Renault Clio, doesn't give a fuck, The owner of Dexter's, who's now left, so we can talk about him.
Yeah.
He has well over £100 million worth, and that was net. That was his personal wealth, and then he had properties that he owned, and then he owned Dexter's as well. He used to walk down Twickenham High Street in socks and flip flops, mate. You know what I mean? Because that's real dough. Like, he would never. Maybe if you're Lewis Hamilton or something, you're into cars or something.
No, you go Dubai. Go to Dubai, man. You'll see some crazy.
Yeah, but that's new money.
Yeah,
that's
that is new
money.
Yeah, you know
what
you're right.
That's like,
you're right.
That's exactly the sort of person.
You're right.
Who's like, I've got to show you that I've got Pierre Doe. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But back to the train on the first class. Like, who are those people that go on EasyJet and Ryanair? Yeah, bro, you've got no money.
You're
that's
going
why
Gatwick.
You're on EasyJet and Ryanair.
That's why you're in Gatwick, you fuck.
Exactly, you're going to Gatwick, bro. But you spent the 25 euros to sit at the front.
Yeah.
Because some people, they think, if I sit at the front, I get off the plane first.
Oh, mate.
Those kind of cunts.
Yeah. I always sit on the train, though. I always sit in the first class bit anyway. And I've been moved once.
Sit on the first
once the ticket inspector came on and said, oh, you ain't got a ticket. And there was, like you said, it was empty. I was looking around. I was like, for real? You want me to pick up all my shit and go? Like, what the fuck?
Ticket inspector.
Yeah.
There was a ticket inspector. That's how I knew it was first class, because someone started chatting over the tannoy, hello, my name's Dave. And blatantly, like, my name's Nigel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to be walking through the carriage. Just to let you know, I'll be coming to see your ticket. And I'm thinking, you're doing what? This is why people are going on strikes and across the rail network, is to keep shit jobs like that. Yeah. I've already tapped in. I couldn't find my wallet, so I tapped in on my phone at Gatwick. And I'm going to go to Victoria. I'm going to tap out. And then I'm thinking, what? You exist. How does a ticket inspector exist? Back in the days, you could hide in the toilet. You had to have your paper ticket. Rare. I understand that. You know, they could catch bare people out and boot you off. What are you going to do? I don't even have a ticket.
Yeah.
What are you inspecting? How comes your job exists? Yeah, you just want to be telling people on the tannoy. This is the exact same sort of person that get a private number plate, by the way. You know what I mean? It would probably say like TIX in spec. You know what I mean? Like TIX in spec
with a 5 for
and
an
he's
S.
like, yo, I'm coming through the carriages. I'm going to check your ticket. And when he got to me, I said, I'm going to make a fuss. In my head, I'm like, I'm going to make a fuss about this camera. Because like, A, you're a graph writer. B, you're on the train. C, I own the trains because I'm a graph writer. So you can fucking do one. And he comes down like fucking Nigel. I said, bro, I don't have a ticket. He's like, oh, wow. And I said, no, not oh, well, before he goes into his speech. I'm like, brother, I don't have a ticket because I don't buy tickets. What are you talking about? I tapped in.
Yeah.
And bearing in mind, this is the Gatwick Express. There's like, at Gatwick Express, there's security. There's
everywhere.
Police. There's police dogs.
Everywhere.
There's like bear shit going on. There's mad amount and there's barriers and there's rare. People aren't jumping the barriers holding their suitcases, bruv. Everyone on this train's got a ticket. Your job is null and void. And you're blatantly like coming down the carriage acting like it's worth something. Like, what are you doing? So I said, what? Do I show you my phone?
Yeah.
He's like, you got to show me your phone. Like, what do you mean show you? But it doesn't say that I've got no like fucking thing to say. I've got no boarding pass. So what are you talking about? He's like, hold it to this machine. I'm like, no, I'm not holding it to shit, bruv. Because then I put it to the machine. But then it says, you have to double click. You know when you double click on the site to pay for something?
Oh, yeah.
No, to do you want to pay? You know when you tap to pay on your phone?
Yeah.
You have to double click on an iPhone. You have to double click on the side.
No, I don't. You double click the thumb bit. I got an
old phone. No, I double click the side bit.
Okay,
I got a shitty phone.
But
so I'm holding it on there. Because I did what he says. I'm like, fine, here's the phone. Here's my ticket that you can't see.
Yeah.
I put it on this thing. And it says, you need to double click. And I said, what? It's telling me to double click. It goes, you need to double click, please. And I said, no. Because then what? How do I know how much money's going to... I've already paid, bruv. I've already tapped in.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, it doesn't take any money. It just says, no, do one, bruv. There's no way I'm tapping my machine on Nigel's fucking money collector. You know what I mean? Fucking do one, Nigel.
So what did he say?
He's like, oh, wow. And then there's no, he sort of tried to go into another. So I just kept on cutting him off every spit. I said, no, how about we see, when we get off at the only stop that this train does, watch me, because I was on the first carriage, watch me just bowl off and just tap out. And if I tap out, then you've got to come and say sorry. How about that? He's like, oh, no, well, and we've got like 10 either minutes that, away. We're either, like fucking...
You should have told him, either you watch me tap out or you watch me hurdle all the police and the dogs and the fucking...
Yeah, with
all
my
the barriers,
fucking with suitcase and shit. Because we get to Victoria and there's bear heads just standing around.
All over.
Train station heads standing around. But is this what they're going on strike for, to keep jobs like that? I don't mind AI taking some jobs. I don't mind because it creates other jobs. But that kind of job, that job doesn't exist anymore. Ticket inspector on the train, especially the fact that you don't have tickets. I mean, it's mental. What, I'm going to give you my bank card or I'm going to give you my phone? No, fuck off, Nigel.
It's mad. He's still got his job, but the cashier at Tesco's and fucking Sainsbury's, they're all out of a job. Now it's the fucking all done yourself, man, you know?
Yeah.
I hate those fucking things, man. I walked out today with a bunch of shit from there just because it wouldn't scan. I was like, okay, I'm off then. See you later.
Or when it does scan, it scans. So you get like this beer, scan it, put it on the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it says, oh, please, if you like wobble it by accident or just move it a little bit.
Item
and
missing.
The scale just goes, item. And you're like, no, there's fucking one item on the thing, bro. Worst ones are Tesco in Ealing.
I avoid
they've got
Tesco's.
A metal thing here and a metal thing here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say this one's for the item.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this one's just here for no reason.
Yeah, they got like three.
So you're like, right, I'll scan this. And then which one do I put it on? Fucking it. And it says, oh, no, you've done the wrong one. We need to come over. And there's no one. There's one geezer like managing 20 self-checkouts.
Yeah.
But bun them all, man.
You're like, I'm trying to buy this family tub size tub of Vaseline, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How am I supposed
to? I'm trying to have hand shandies for the rest of my life. Exactly. I don't need you coming.
All right, man. That was a classic theme rant there, man. The people
come
love
back
the rant.
From Spain today.
Yeah.
Show the missus a video. I'm like, look, you can tell I'm in London and just pointed it at the sky. Grey as dick.
Yeah.
Grey as the BFG's dick. You know what I mean? I'm just like, what the fuck is this? And then today I'm cooking the bolognese. I said, I don't have any tomatoes. And we ran outside. And it was pissing it down about 2 hours ago, like this evening.
I know, yeah.
Pissing.
This morning
it
was
down.
Nice, though. I'm just saying. It was nice and sunny this morning, but then, sorry. But
I landed
but
at
as
like.
Grey as BFG's
one
dick.
Or two, grey as BFG's pubes, man. I was like it. Like, what is this, man? How can it be so different? 2 hours, 40 minutes. It was 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
And it's mad. Mad different, and because I'm coming back, you look at London, it's raining every day this week. Muggins here with the new job. I don't live near a tube station, so I usually cycle to a tube station, lock up the bike, and then you go into work fucking looking like you've got out the shower, all your garments are wet and you stink like a wet dog. And you're the new geezer. But this country's better than every other country in the fucking world. Do you know what, bruv? We're not even, we're not an empire anymore. No. Britain's not an empire. Bruv, we're not even a member of, the Commonwealth is dead. We're not even a member. We're not even a continent. We're not even in a continent. We are a poxy little island, on his J's. And in that island, there's still bear infighting. The Scottish hate the English.
Yeah.
The Welsh hate the English. And the English hate everyone. But we're so better than everyone. We're not even in a fucking continent. We are literally on our J's. But we're better than everyone. And it's shit. And you can't afford to live. And motherfuckers like that King Cunt Bollocks, what's his name?
Yeah, you escaped it all.
250 million.
You escaped it.
150 million on security for that shit.
Yeah, I know.
And there's food banks and there's this and that. And you can't afford to, suck your mum's pum. It's just
fucking mad. I saw a meme going around of, a map of Britain and, all those red marker dots.
Yeah, Mice Diggy.
And it said, these are all the parties happening for the coronation. And it said, no, it's not. It's the food banks.
Oh, sorry. These are actually food banks.
No, it's really fucked up. And I obviously agree with you, Themos, man. But just to push back a little bit, man, my family, you know, obviously came over from Syria, man. My dad was always really proud to when he got his nationality, his British nationality, you know what I mean? He did a lot of shit to get that shit. Yeah, but
that was back in the day.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still.
Not too, even, but well, no. Britain used to mean something. Like, trust yeah, no, me, I know no, that.
I know. But I used even to be back
patriotic
then,
as a motherfucker.
Now, I'm not talking about patriotism, yeah? Fuck patriotism, yeah? I'm talking about how, like, in, I don't know, when I go away from England for too long, I do miss it, man. And there are certain things I do love about this place, man. And, you know, I think I just want to push back a little bit.
I do as well. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. After like 3 weeks in Spain, I'm like, man, I've got to go back.
There's certain things in other countries you're like, man.
People are actually planning stuff. There's actually fucking, you know, routes and paths to do stuff. It's mañana, we'll do it tomorrow. No, I want to do it now, mate. I want some fucking service.
Yeah, exactly.
But then as soon as I get back, I'm like, what?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah.
Great. Fucking a kneeling Broadway comes 2 minutes after a Wimbledon train. Great. That's it.
No, but even the trains are grand
to catch it.
Yeah, you go to Germany, then you see trains running properly, man. But it's not even about trains running. It's I don't know what it is. And I think maybe it's more so. No, because England, there's loads of beautiful places around England. But in London specifically, man, it's such a hub of different people, different cultures. And, you know, there's a lot of shit you can do here, man. Obviously, it has its faults.
But then other people will say to you, yeah, but the reason there's a lot of different cultures here is because of slavery, it's because of the empire, it's because of how many British things are in the British museum. Fucking none, mate. Yeah, fucking exactly. Give it all back. True as well.
You know what I mean? And that thing, and you're saying, like, you know, that colonialist kind of thinking is still seeping through, man. Especially those real British, the people who are out celebrating the coronation, them types
the
of people.
Boys and the Kent
boys. They're going, yeah, fuck you, yeah. They still carry that on their shoulders.
If you don't like it, fuck off. I would fuck off in a second. If my kids weren't nine, I would go. There's no way I would be here.
One thing I always encourage people is to travel, man. Go see other places, man. See their faults, see their beauty, see, like, you know, just when you're here on the island, it's so easy to go, yeah, fuck those places. Mm. Donald Trump, you know, in America going, those shithole countries. And, you know, that type of energy. It's like, yo, man, like, nah, that's bullshit, man. You know, all patriotism.
I learned more from traveling than from anything else.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, I've been traveling for years.
Yo, it's the most beautiful thing you can do. And I tell you what, I actually had a conversation online, with some American guy. I can't remember what it was. What was the fucking post? It was something about Americans.
Only a good guy with a gun.
No, not that thing. It wasn't about gun control. It was about Americans not having passports or something. Yeah, because a lot of Americans, they don't even have a passport.
Back in the day, it was over 50%.
Yeah, and I was like, just fucking get out of America. Just go somewhere else. You know what I mean? Before you claim America's the best, go somewhere else. And like, I just. You know, I didn't know this person from Adam. It was on Instagram. I'm chatting to some random. Obviously, being polite always, like I said before, I'm never rude online to people. I know you are, but I was always polite. But I was like, just go visit another country before you claim America's the best or whatever, And they were like, oh, but you don't know, it's expensive to travel. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it is, but, you know, I'm sure you got a job, you can save up a little bit of money, go to Canada.
Mexico's like a mad far destiny, bro. It's the bottom of your country.
And I
understand,
but then,
the population size and the size of the America. I understand.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Don't go.
No theme.
If you live in New York, don't go to California for your holiday, bruv.
Listen.
Do something else.
This guy messaged me, said, oh, like, I'm fucking, you know, it's too expensive to travel. So I literally just went to Google. Yeah. I looked up like the middle of America, the most central point of America. I can't even remember what it was called now. It's like Minnesota or something like that. And then I went Minnesota airport, cheap flight to Venezuela. Yeah, I just picked a random country in South America because it's not that far. And it was $600. Yeah, so then I messaged him back. I go, look, I just literally looked up a flight. I'm sure you could probably find cheaper. $600 return. You know what I mean? I'm sure you can find cheap. I was like, there's no excuse, bruv. You're making excuses, man. Get out of
the
country
only
and travel.
Is American news.
Yeah.
So I read the American newspapers and I go on holidays in America.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just find it so, I understand they've got absolutely
They've got everything. If you want to go skiing, everything. You want to go, you know, you want to go mountain
Vale,
hiking,
Aspen,
you want to go, yeah,
beaches,
you want to go
got,
beaches.
They've got
yeah.
forest land, they've
yeah.
got desert land.
Yeah, of course.
They've got absolutely everything. But yeah. you're not broadening any sort of horizon
nah,
at all.
You're eating McDonald's everywhere. You're going to the same fucking place, same yeah. chain, same news, like you said, same people with the same mentality. It's like, yo, just get the fuck out of there for a little
that is
bit.
So
man.
Weird, man.
And I think so it's so
weird.
Vital.
And then one person said to me, it's like you, Europe is smaller. It's like
yeah.
you going to France. And you're like, bitch, yeah. it's a different language. It's different architecture. It's a different culture. It's completely different.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like you said, they're just going to diners and McDonald's yeah. and everything's exactly the same. Same music, same TV, same yeah. everything.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird.
Isn't it, man?
Weird.
All right, listen.
I hope we get some comments on that those posts we put on Instagram today.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
All the people listening, the Q-Tip put a gun control post up, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Amber came with like, you guys are fucking obsessed with guns. And then I dropped a comment about like how I was pretending to be, but not really pretending because it was so
yeah, yeah.
fucking blatantly tongue in cheek.
Well,
I hope
not
we get
to everybody.
Replies.
Not to everybody. People, probably most people, because you wrote a very sarcastic. I mean, should we go into this now? We might as well explain it, man. Like, yeah. So, well, you basically did. But yeah, you wrote a big sarcastic comment going, oh, well, you know, all about like the typical
but they
argument.
They don't get sarcasm. That's
yeah,
another thing.
No, but it's also hard to read sarcasm in comments. Like, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt. If people take something literally, I'll go, look, I was being sarcastic. It's all right. I know it's difficult to see it in type. It happens. You know what I mean? Like,
I love what they say. Like, if you take our guns away, yeah, we've got guns to stop the government overthrowing us and killing everybody.
So stupid.
Bruv, if your government with the biggest military in the
they
world
got drones, yeah, bruv. They got drones.
Wants to take you out, bruv.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know what I mean? Dean with his fucking bandana and his 9mm is not gonna do shit
no.
against the Navy SEALs, bruv. It's over. It's over. But look
yeah.
at Australia. Look what happened. And you're like,
yeah,
what happened in Australia, bruv? There's no gun crime. Like, what are you talking about? Oh yeah, and the only thing that kills a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. I put because no bad guys in any other country get taken out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When countries with gun control.
And what was that?
Every argument they have.
What
is
was
not, and you know what fucks them off the most, bro? Is when you get into the forefathers, yeah?
Yeah.
And you just Google the forefathers on Wikipedia. And see which ones are from Scotland, England, Scotland, Wales. And then they start dropping them in. They're like, no, man, our history.
Yeah.
Bro, your history doesn't exist. Native American history is the only history that America has here. In England, I remember watching something, I can't remember, but there was a door handle that they dug up in England, which is older than the entire of America, like white Christopher Columbus kind of American history.
Yeah.
Older than, like, above their history's like 500 years old. We've got buildings older than that.
I was in DC.
I mean, it's fucking nuts.
I was in DC with my cousin. We drove past this house and he was like, you know, this building is 100 years old. It's 100. I was like, yo, we have castles in England, bruv. Like, you know what I mean? And they only know about Disney, like, you know, the Disney castle.
We've got
dude.
Stonehenge,
that's
mate. Yeah, the Disney castle's like the only castle.
Yeah. But they fucking... Eddie Izzard had a great stand-up bit about this years ago. That's how long this shit's been going on. They said, yo, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And he's like, well, sure, but, you know, I'm sure if you gave an orangutan a gun, it would be pretty fucking dangerous. You know what I mean? It's like an orangutan just going, shooting randomly.
And this thing about good people with guns.
Yeah.
You know, they always say law-abiding.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
You're taking the guns from the law-abiding citizen. And anyway, gun control isn't taking people's guns away. It's controlling what the fucking guns and who gets a fucking gun. That's what it is. It's not taking.
And you don't think
gun.
A law-abiding citizen who's been law-abiding for 20 years then finds out his wife is cheating with 7 men, someone's raped his kids, his house has been burned out. What, he doesn't switch?
No.
Of course he and he's like, hang on, I've got a fucking wardrobe full of fucking AKs, bruv. I can go out and murk it. Like, what are you talking about? It's fucking mental.
And
let's not get into this because we get into this for like
just,
15 years.
Yeah, one last point. Yeah. Because I think I've even mentioned it before, but if guns made you safer, then America would be the safest place in the world right now. Yeah. Which it obviously isn't, yeah? So come on, stop fucking using that whole safety bullshit, okay?
It's mad.
Yeah, it is nuts. But that's why...
Q-Tip's post was there's been more gun. What are they called when there's someone does like a mad frenzy?
Mass shootings,
and there has been days this year.
Yeah,
and they still arguing.
Yeah.
That it's not a problem.
Well, that's That's why I wrote the comment I did. Yeah, because everyone's in the comments arguing about gun control. I just wrote a comment before you talk about gun control. You've got to address the issue that you guys are just obsessed with them. You're obsessed with the guns, man. You got to tackle that first before you can start talking. That's why you don't get anywhere talking about these things.
People have arsenals, mate. They don't
know.
It's not like my granddad used to have a shotgun. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe he had two shotguns max. And they were both barrels side by side, blatantly for hunting ducks and shit like that, or clay pigeons. Never barrel up on top of each other like that, which is like an attacking shotgun. These people have armories, mate, in their house.
But bro,
you can't drive till you're 21. You can buy a Gat when you're 18. Exactly. They just don't know anything. They're so funny.
But the thing is, I've been to Beirut. I've been to Syria. I've been to Egypt. Enough people got guns out there. Everyone's got
enough
a gun, but they're
guns
not
in Colombia.
Yeah, they're not obsessed. They're not obsessed with them. You know what I mean? They're not like in every movie going, hey, check it out. And they're showing it off and open carry and everything like that. Nah, man. It's just, they got
one person said to me, yeah, but you guys have more, you guys are going to be worried about suicide bombers. You're like, bruv, didn't you say claim that the Taliban fucking flew into your World Trade Center? Like, what are you talking about, bro? That was mental. How many people were saving you then?
It's nuts.
And all of the European police have guns. Yeah. Normal bobbies on the beat in Spain, just on the street, just have guns.
Yeah,
you don't think we got armed response units in England? Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. And anyway, like you said, maybe one day we'll bring this up. We'll talk about it properly on the, because I'd love to talk about it.
We could do a fucking 8-hour podcast. Yeah. So many disses.
Because also, you know,
unbelievable.
Genuinely, I like guns. I think they're cool. Like when I watch a movie, I'm like, yeah, that's a Glock 17. Yeah, that's a M16. Yeah, I know what they are. All the movie guns, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all them. I loved them as a kid as well. They look fucking cool. I had BB guns and shit.
Mm.
But I don't want a fucking gun in my house. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to build an arsenal and fucking show it off to people. Oh, someone might come and rape my family.
Chances,
it's like, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of foreigners. I'm not scared of people coming to rape my family. I'm not scared of all this shit. Work on that shit first. Not let's get a gun to solve the problem. Shoot at it.
It's and like, the mental health. It's a mental health problem. Yeah, because mental health doesn't exist anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
But the one that really winds me up is, look what happened in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You've never been outside of your state. Tell me what happened in Australia. Yeah. That makes you write that comment. Yeah, look at Australia. What happened?
Isn't it?
One day, the government banned guns. Yeah, and what happened since then?
No fucking mass
shootings. No one's been fucking shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you fucking nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at your country. Everyone's got rare. No one,
knife crime. Come on. Do you leave your house every day now scared that someone's going to knife you up? No.
No,
you know what I mean, okay. You
but
got.
I tell you what, if I was going around with a gun, I'd be scared that the fucking armed police are going to come and say, "Oh, police," because that's what they do. You know what I mean? It's like, mate,
it's just already statistically, you've just upped your likeliness of getting shot, like by a
what
lot.
You said is if you don't want to have a gun in the house. If you have a gun in the house, it goes up. The chances of you getting wounded by a gun goes up by more than 45%.
Exactly, man. I don't know the exact more percentage or anything,
US
but it goes
people,
up a lot. Yeah,
more U.S. people have been killed. No, more. Shootings, more people have died on US soil than all of the US soldier fatalities in all wars in US history.
It's insane.
And there's just no getting out of it.
It's
but they
nuts.
Still look at Australia, man.
Yeah. But it's the NRA. The NRA in America is a very powerful force, man, even in politics out there.
NRA is the president.
And they support the Republican Party, and the Republican Party, obviously, they're in their pockets, and they basically push that narrative, our foreigners are coming, the Mexicans are coming to take your jobs, rape your kids. You know, they instilling fear in people where people like, I don't blame them. They're like, yo, I need guns to protect myself.
I blame
them.
I blame them.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's because you're so stupid.
Yeah.
And I know in places like, you know, New York and whatever, LA and Silicon Valley, but there's a lot of intelligent people, but the majority seems to me to be massively uneducated and thick. So they're very easy to scare. And then that's how you win votes. If you scare these people, because then when people say, they don't talk about guns, they talk about their rights.
Yeah.
They're taking away our rights to bear arms. No. That was written in like fucking 1850, whenever it was written, that was written on when
muskets.
There was a massive chance that England was going to come and try and bust you up again.
Isn't it?
That's why
you
have that right to bear arms.
And they
not because...
And they had muskets back then. They had like, you know, it took like 3 minutes to reload and shit. Like, you really had to be mad at someone to shoot someone back then, you know.
Boycott the police or what? And they had an area of America. I can't remember. Maybe it was Seattle.
I think it was Seattle. Could,
where they had no police. And everything just went to fucking shit.
Yeah.
Every store was getting robbed. Everyone was blah, blah, blah. But they're so fucking dumb. That's what I don't get. They're so...
A lot of them
are. Because you can say they're so dumb because there's so many of them. The population's so big that the dumbness blatantly outweighs the intelligence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's way too many stupid people.
There's a lot.
And it kind of frightens me how... Have you seen this geezer on Instagram? Stands in New York Square.
Yeah.
And he just grabs a stranger, yeah? Can you tell me where the Great Wall of China is?
Oh, yeah.
The questions like that. Can you tell me? Can you name four countries other than the United States?
I don't like those, though. But yeah.
I love them. But Europe?
Yeah.
And he goes, what's the capital of Europe? And they're like, London? Moscow?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck me. This is. But these are real Americans, bro.
I know. But
and then it went question.
Yeah.
And then it went to... Three guys from Sweden or Switzerland or something is like, can you name three countries? And they were like, sorry, what?
Like,
can I name three countries? Are you serious? And they went like, bam, 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 listed some. There was three dudes, so they listed nine countries, three each. And he's like, oh, where are you from? And they're like, mate, we're from Switzerland. And he goes, oh, because many people can't. And he goes, yeah, because we weren't educated in America.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. No, but the thing is, with those types of videos, man, they can be very misleading. I'm not saying Americans aren't.
But it's still people.
Like, you know,
if you ask the people in England.
Yeah, in England.
Can you name four countries?
You could make that video just as easy in England as you could.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Because they're not intricate questions. They're mad.
I know. Like, name a country outside. I know, but I'm telling you.
Or three countries in Africa. And they're China. Like, where's the Great Wall of China?
I know.
What kind of level of cunt do you have to be?
I'm telling you though, and I agree with you that education needs a lot of fucking work, man. You know, the education system here and in America, but in America definitely, it's in dire straits, as it were. To hark back to the last song, but listen, theme. We're waffling way too long, man. I don't want this because we've still got graph sketches to get through, man. I just want to play a quick tune and tell a little story attached to it. This is a Moroccan hip hop tune by Hamzaoui Med Amin and
while
Kaform.
You're playing it, I'm gonna turn my bolognese down.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go grab a beer I'm gonna grab a beer from the fridge. And this song is called Humani. Check it out,
Humani.
Yeah.
Ride the Humani.
I'm Zewi Medamin. Kafon.
Limhaba sanak ya rabbi. Wil kurh zaman sanat un nas nisyanhum nama ya rabbi. Bughdik zabhaz yuktil lahsas. Amana yu amana yi. Limhaba shikha lil mali. قاعدة عقار كم يلي يجي ليل ولا نهار
قاعدين نعيشوا كزبلة في بوبالا دي فقر نقري منقو مكري ما نعرف مونجالا دي فقر نقري ماما منقو مكري نقري ماما هوني خنقة برشا غمة فات كلام جيب كلام في الظليمة ما فما سلام لومتني كي ما فما ملام رسم الدانكز ديما قدام بتبيعتو دورو في جيبي ماخداش الهف بتبيعتو صغري كبري تعدى شيخ
All right. Hamzoui, Medamin, and Kafon Houmeini.
Where's that from? Morocco?
Morocco, yes. And the reason why I played that is because, you know, theme, I know you're all married up and wifed up and shit, and you just came back from seeing your wifey. I'm still a single man, okay?
He's so single, ladies!
I'm still throwing it about here and there, yeah.
And like slapping you in the face with it, baby!
So like a good few months ago now, must have been like at least 3-4 months, so I can talk about it now. And I'm pretty sure she doesn't watch this. I mean, I hope not. I met a young lady, yeah, at the Jazz Cafe, yeah, of all places. And I just wanna tell you the story of how I met this girl. You met her, innit? You met her once.
Only once.
I mean, we went out for about a week, maybe 2 weeks, man, and then fizzled out, whatnot. All good though, you know what I mean? I hope. But anyway, so we're at Jazz Cafe. Yeah, I go there with my boy, and it was Static Selector and Large Professor. Yeah, it was a Tuesday night. You know, so it wasn't like completely ram jam. It was an early gig, you know, started at 7, finished at 10:30 or whatever. So we turn up, me and my mate, we go into Jazz Cafe, the warm-up actor doing their thing. Big up DJ Drez. He does the hip-hop back in the day thing. I think he listens to the podcast as well. Salute. Fuck, what was I going to say? Yeah, so we went in there. Checking it out, whatever. And then I look to the left of the stage. Like I said, it's not super packed, at least not yet anyway. It gets packed a bit later on. I look to the left of the stage, and there's just like, you know, fit girl.
Some Yati
on her own, just like kind of dancing to the music a little bit to herself, you know what I mean? Just like checking out the stage and stuff. And I was like, who's this girl? I just see her, you know. I didn't stare at her or anything, but I was like, okay.
I'm not sure if it's a red flag already. A, meeting a girl at Jazz Cafe, but B, she's standing on her J's.
Mate, you haven't heard the half of it,
man. Out at the Jazz Cafe, you know what I mean?
Like I said, we went out a couple times after this, but the red flags were like all over the place on this night, man. when I met her, man, she's... Anyway, yeah. And she, don't get me wrong, she's a lovely girl and everything, but the first night... You know, definitely first impressions were a bit mad, yeah. Anyway, so I'm checking her out, going, who's she with? Just trying to work out, like, if she must be with someone, you know what I mean? Anyway, so obviously you can't take your beers out of Jazz Cafe, yeah. You got to leave them next to the door.
Yeah,
and I hate doing that because I don't know who's going to spit in my drink or fucking put their finger in it. I mean, fuck knows what you can do, like leaving your drink there. So I thought, okay, this is a great opportunity. So I go up to her. Yeah, because she's by the stage and there's a table right next to her where she's got her drink on the table and there's no one else around her. Like I said, it's not even that full. To people who've gone to Jazz Cafe, it's not a massive venue, you know what I mean? It's quite a small, intimate venue, and she's just there on her J's. So I said to her, oh, hi, is it all right if I leave my beer here? I'm just going to go out for a ciggy, you know what I mean? Is that okay if you look after it? And she was like, yeah, cool, no worries. She's got a bit of an accent, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So then I go out, have my ciggy, come back in. And now, obviously, I got opportunity to start a conversation, man. You know what I mean? So I get with my drink and I'm like, you know, the cheesy lie. I'm like, oh, you didn't put any drugs in it, did you? You know what I mean? You didn't spike it. She was like, no, I didn't. I was like, oh, come on, man. You go, you know what I mean? As a joke. And so I'm giving you all my chat up lines here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You have to pay for these.
Yeah, it's not a chat up line. I'm just kidding. But, so boom, and then we start chatting away and all that stuff, and then I'm like, oh, where are you from, you know what I mean? And she tells me she's from Morocco. Yeah, I'm like, oh, wicked. And she tells me her name, and she gives me an English name, and I'm like, that's not your name. And she was like, oh no, she was like, where are you from? I said, I'm from Syria. She's like, oh, deck your Arabic, you speak Arabic. I was like, yeah. And so then she told me her real Arabic name. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And that's when I knew, you know, I think she likes me, man.
He has an in.
I got an in.
He's like, Habibi.
And she's quite young, yeah. Not super young. 15. She's like fucking. I think she said she was definitely too young for me. She's 29. No, she's 28. 28, mm-hmm. Which is definitely too young for me. But I was like, you know, whatever. Let's see where it goes. But when she told me her age, I'm like, how do you know about Large Professor, man? You know what I mean? And like all these like heads, like, static maybe. But like, I was like, how do you know? And she was like, no, I love this music, but I don't know anyone who likes to come to these things. So I'm here on my own, you know, because that's obviously I asked her, I was like, are you here by yourself? And she was like, yeah, I'm
by myself. She was there on her J's.
She was there on her J's, man. And then as soon as she told me that, I said, not anymore. I got you with me, bitch. No, I didn't say that, obviously, but she was like, yeah, wicked. So we were chatting, and obviously me, you know, I was schooling her a bit about Large Pro, not schooling her, but, you know, telling her bits and bobs, and she was loving it, and we were dancing away. And I could see she was drinking quite a bit, and I could see she was a bit tipsy or whatever, but having a good time. Yeah, having a good time. And I don't mean in a way like, oh, yeah, I'm in there. No, as in like, you know, hopefully she doesn't drink too much and then like start whiting out and shit and then like, have to fuck off, you know? Anyway, whatever. And she actually buys me a drink. She goes to the bar and buys me a drink. I'm like, oh, wicked.
Mate, she sounded like a top lass.
Yeah, No, she was fun, man. And so we're dancing away, you know, then the main act comes on and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you know, rapping along with all the lyrics, you know what I mean? Large Pro is a Don. And like, you know, dancing with her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, no, I got to go. I gotta go to the toilet. No. Before that, usually I don't like asking a girl for a number or anything like that. Usually, like, you know, you got Instagram, you know what I mean? We swap the Instas, yeah. And so I go, what's your Insta? And she takes my phone, puts her Instagram in, and then I look and she's already following me.
She knows the Amber.
How though? How? How is she already? I had no idea. I was like, what? And she was like, oh, yeah.
Because you're a tropical brother.
I'm like, why? You know what I mean? And she was like, oh, I don't know. Like, she I don't know if she was telling the truth or not, but she said, oh, maybe I saw it on a hip hop post or something and you were tagged in it. Maybe someone she follows in hip hop.
She didn't know. She's trying to.
Give
you something.
I have no idea. Yeah. But already that's another red flag. I'm like, what? This girl I've never met in my life.
You sure she didn't already press follow and then say, oh, look.
No. Because she gave it back to me and I was like, oh, shit. Because, you know, and she was definitely following me already. And I was like, oh, shit. Which was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was trying to work out why.
It's another good in.
Like, I was, of course, using it to my advantage, yeah. But I was still thinking in my head. I was like, that's weird, yeah. And then, then boom, we're having a laugh, whatever. And then the night closes, yeah? Acts go off, whatever, lights come on. And I lean in, like, you know, we're sitting, we're getting, you know, getting a bit close, you know what I mean? I'm sitting on the stage now and she's standing between my legs, yeah, facing me. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to lean in for a little smoochy
bizu, kiss. Bizu, yeah? Bizu,
for a little
bizu.
So I lean in and then she's like, leans back like that, like leans down. I'm like, okay, cool. And I didn't push her or anything. I was like, all good. And then I was like, and then the bouncer comes by and goes, you guys got to leave now. And I'm like, cool, let's go. Not thinking I'm going to take her home or anything like that. It was a Tuesday night. I got work the next day. It was like kind of, okay, if I get her number, you know, I got her Instagram, we can maybe meet up in the future. Maybe, who knows? If she's into hip hop, she's got no one to go with. Maybe we'll go to a hip hop gig,
but
whatever.
Let's get out of here.
But of course, the bouncer's kicking us out. So boom, we go. So I'm walking out of the venue. I look behind me, she's behind me. And then walking out of the front door, I turn around and she's ducked back in to Jazz Cafe, yeah? I'm like, okay, it's a bit weird. And so I was like, all right, cool. And I'm standing outside. I see my mate. So I'm chilling with him. And then Static Selector and Large Pro are hanging outside. So we're chatting with them, going, oh, shit, getting a couple of pictures and whatnot. Next thing I know, the bouncer taps me on the shoulder. And he goes, your mate, that girl, you're with that girl, right? And I was like, no, I'm not with her. I just met her tonight. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, but you know her. Yeah. Can you help us out, man? She won't leave. Yeah. She won't leave. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
So then
which is another interesting plot twist. You're like, right, I wonder what she's doing, like, what the fuck.
I was like, what is going
she's
on
she's got
here?
Balls on her for not leaving.
I was like, what's going on here? Yeah. So he's like, maybe you can help, maybe you can chat to her. And I'm like, all right, if you think so, let's go. I got, you know, so I walk down, then they take me downstairs to the women's toilets where she's holed up, yeah. And they open the door and she was in there with the cloakroom woman. Yeah, and then they both look up at me and the bouncer goes, look, it's your mate. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. And then she looks at me and goes, that's not my friend. That's not my friend. I'm not going home with him. I'm going home by myself. I'm not going home. I'm like, all right.
That's not my friend. That's not my friend. Yeah. Like, you're not my dad.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. And I didn't say a single thing immediately. I was like, cool. And I just walked off and I just walked out. I was like, oh, fuck that. I'm not going to sit there and
thinking this fucking chick is nuts.
Yeah.
And why is she held up in the toilet anyway?
And I was thinking to myself, I look like a mad creep right there, man. You know what I mean? Like going down there going, she's with me.
Thanks,
you
Mr.
know
what Bounce.
Me? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Your friend is here.
Anyway, so I'm like, fuck this. So I go out, meet my mate, and then we get home. Yeah. And then when I'm home, I check my Instagram and I get a long message from her. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude and that, but you don't know these guys. They were fucking with me and all this shit. And to be honest, I can't go into details why she was in there. Actually, no, fuck it. I'll tell it, man. This is her excuse. She said she went in there to change her tampon. Yeah. And while she was in there, the bouncer came in, obviously saw there was someone in there, started banging on the toilet door, going, you got to get out. And she was like halfway through doing her shit. And she was like, fuck off. Yeah, like I'm doing something in here. And he was like, no, you got to go. Bang, bang. I'm going to call the police on you. I'm going to call it. And she was like, call the police. Call them. Yeah. She just started getting mad vexed at them. Yeah. And she was a bit drunk as well. And this is what her explanation
Feisty
was.
Feisty Moroccan.
She was like, these guys, they were threatening to call the police. So I told them, call the fucking police. I ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Like, you know, she just kind of doubled down now. You know what I mean?
I love her.
Yeah. To be honest. Yeah. And she was like, I know I'm crazy. I'm sorry. Now you think I'm crazy. I'm like, yeah, I do think you're crazy, but it's cool. Don't worry. And then I was like, did you get home okay? Yeah. And then she was like, yeah, I got home. And I was like, you in North London, East London, West? And she was like, I'm in West next to... And she fucking lives like six streets down from my house, basically. Yeah, literally around the corner. And I was like, man, you live around the corner.
You were like, oh, shit.
I was like, let's meet for a coffee tomorrow. You know what I mean? You can explain yourself then. You know what I'm saying? And then we met for a coffee the next day when she was sober and it was all nice. And we had a nice little chat. And then we met a couple of times after that, once with you and your missus as well. Mm. And it was cool for a little while. But to be honest, the age thing and it was like, whatever. And that's the story, basically, that wound down.
What I love about that is... Yeah. She makes you look like an utter cunt.
Yeah, exactly.
When you go to the toilet.
Exactly.
A, you're going to the women's toilet with a bouncer looking like a nonce.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's just noncy tactics.
Exactly.
But B, I love her because she goes, that's not my mate. Makes you look five times worse.
She's like, that's not my mate. I'm going home by myself. I'm not going home with him. That's what she said. And I was like, cool.
And he's brought you in from outside to like help the sitch. And her first words are, I don't even know this guy. Like, tell him to fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, true say, I probably should have said to the bouncer, yo, I don't know this bird. I'm not going in there. I mean, really, now looking back. But then at the time, I was like, hey, let me go see what this chick's saying. And then she was like, fuck
off. You're a helpful guy.
Well, I guess. But I don't know what I could have done anyway. But anyway,
so
yeah,
what happened? Why is she gone?
I don't know. You know,
she'd been struck off.
Yeah. No. I didn't. You know, I was happy to see her again, but she. You know, we saw each other. We had a good time. But
you've got to be careful going to any toilets or any hip kicks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no. But it never didn't end badly. It was literally she was just kind of saying, "Oh, I'm not. You know, I don't want to." Get into something. You
know, but she's a different person when she's in the fucking
fog.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You just got to be careful.
Actually, I'm most likely probably going to bump into her at some hip-hop gig, most likely, if she's going to those type of hip-hop gigs.
She sounds like the sort of person that you haven't seen her, you don't see her for 4 years, and you go to some random gig, she's like, you're following me!
Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? No, I hope not. We'll see. No, she knows.
She did seem quite cool, but she seemed pretty the opposite of that story.
Yeah.
She was like quite, not timid, but she was calm.
She is. She's really smart, really
approachable,
cool.
And calm and smart. Yeah, really cool
girl. But you know, definitely, you know, she's a bit younger and you know, she's got things to deal with, loads of stuff I don't even fucking know about probably, man. You know what I mean? And so it didn't quite work out. But, you know.
She was Moroccan and she grew up in Italy.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, born and raised in Rome.
She was like
Rome.
Triple racist.
She said she grew up in an area in Italy where it was like the most racist area in Italy. She was telling me in Rome, like, crazy shit, man. But anyway, I don't want to talk too much about her anyway, man. I just wanted to say that was quite mad. And all you girls out there, stop being crazy and nuts, yeah? Fix up.
Sliding into Maddie's DMs. Oh, you're talking of crazy and nuts. I'm not allowed to have... This is a bit of a running joke. With like, this is mostly my wife. You know, we fucking... It's like a... We've known each other a long time. It's we have mad banter. There's no, like, no concern of anything. But she's like, you're not allowed to have any Brazilian or Colombian hot mates. Oh, I'm like, I don't have any. Like, you know I don't have any. All the Latinas in my life are related to you in some way.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but you're completely prohibited. And she says it in like a mad, aggressive
way. It's because she knows
she
what they're like.
She always screams. Yeah, she knows what they're like. She knows opposites attract and I like brown-skinned Latinas.
Yeah.
And she's always like, si tu tienes otra mujer, te lo juro, te mato. She'll fly to England and I'll kill you. This is before she's getting a visa. Soon I won't be able to breathe.
You'd be happy there's but gun control. You're happy there's gun control here, man.
Yeah. There's no gun control in Venezuela, bruv. Like, it's fine. But anyway, I was talking about you yesterday in Spain. So she's like watching a film in bed and I'm brushing my teeth and I was like, oh shit. For some reason I thought of this, I'm going to put my phone on record now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go in and I'm going to say, oh, by the way, I don't know how I made it up. I was like, oh, by the way, there is, because she always goes for Colombiana, like female Colombian.
Yeah.
You are not allowed any female Colombians like, with big culos and da da da.
I'm allowed though, yeah? I'm allowed.
Yeah, you're allowed. Okay, good. So I said,
yeah.
I said, listen, there is a Colombian girl in our group. And she's like, what? And she goes instantly militant, at first.
Did you say it's Maddie's friend? I know it's Maddie's friend. No.
So I said, at first she's kind of like, well, how come there's suddenly a Colombian woman in your group of friends and I don't even know about her? Like, where the fuck she come from? So I thought I tried to buy some time. I went back to the bathroom. I'm like, oh shit, this is going to work. This is going to work. So then I put my phone on record. I'm going to go back in the bedroom and just like try and explain, like make up this lie of like this Colombian chick, and record her going, fuck, because Andrea.
Yeah, I bet. I've seen hints of it. I've not seen her in full mode, but I can imagine, man.
But you know, you were in Brazil. You know, I know. Latin ballistic.
I know,
like Latin passion ballistic.
Yeah,
fire in the
and
blood.
In a way,
this is going to be the best video of all time.
And in a way, that's kind of foreplay to them as well, to a certain degree. They like getting really mad at you and then making up and go, cariño, like that, and then you start
But I'm just there thinking. When I send this video to Maddie, he's going to be pissing himself. This is going to be the greatest video of all time. Yeah. So I go back in brushing my teeth. I'm like, shit, what should I say? What should I say? So I go back in the bridge. I'm like, look, it's Maddie's friend. Yeah. Because I know she knows you. And she's like, what? I'm like, it's Maddie's friend. And she's straight away like,
don't get me in trouble with it.
Is she guapa? Is she hot?
Yeah.
I'm like, Maddie promised me not to talk about her. So she's like, what? Maddie promised you not to talk? And I'm filming this. And she just thinks I'm holding the phone because she thinks I've got her on Instagram. Because that's how it started. Who are you talking to on Instagram?
But
it's actually Farmer G had sent me, had replied to a comment or some shit. But I just made up this. But what's her name? And I'm like, Bianca. Bianca.
Un-Colombian name.
Uncommon name. Especially like, well... Apparently not. After the joke ended, I did ask her about that.
Mm.
I'm like, Bianca. And so I've already gone back to the bathroom. So when I come back, I've got the phone on record. I'm expecting it to be the greatest video of all time.
Yeah.
But she switched into just like Cold Stone Mafia mode. I wanted like hot Latina grabbing the phone, smashing it, punching me in the face, like all that shit she usually does. So I'm like, this isn't working out. Bastard. Like, she's like, what's her name?
Yeah,
I'm like, it's Bianca, but it's not it's Maddie's friend. Mm. She's like, how come she suddenly exists? And I'm like, I promise not to say. There's only thing I can
she
think
she probably
of.
Started gunning me, going, Maddie, that fucking idiot, he couldn't
bed. She's lying on the bed. She's like, is she guapa?
Yeah.
Because if she's guapa, I'm going to get really pissed off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, she's not ugly. I was trying to give her the worst answers she could ever get. And she's like, damn it, like, pass me the phone.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, no. Thinking that's going to set her off. Yeah. Like, if I say no, it's going to set her off.
Yeah.
This doesn't set her off, yeah? She just turns into, like, fucking Pablo Escobar. And she just goes, okay.
Death stare.
Okay, muy bien. Muy bien. And I'm like,
I told you a long time ago, shit. don't fuck me.
Yeah, but she goes, okay, yeah, está bien. And I'm like, what? Shit. What do you mean? She goes, you'll find out. I'm like, no. She goes, no. No me dice matla. Don't talk to me anymore. You will find out. I'm like, mami, no. It's a joke.
I'll send
you the video, but it's nowhere near as funny as I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was going to be like a fucking mental. Yeah. One time, she was talking about it recently to her family.
Mm.
Tell them the time about when I punched you in the face. Bruv, I was driving down Bolo Bridge Road to Acton Town Tube, yeah?
Yeah.
And I called her a bitch. Uh-oh. And she thinks I'm calling her a puta, which I would never do in a serious way.
Yeah.
But she, because puta is used so commonly over there, like, you know, Colombia and everything, Venezuela, Ecuador, blah, blah, puta, puta, putita, blah, blah. And I said, I called her, stop. I said, she was being a fucking bitch. I said, stop being a fucking bitch. And she went, ¿qué? I'm driving like 30, 40 miles an hour. And she just, whoa, bam, like punches me right in the face. Sir, whilst I'm driving, we both could. There's blood coming out of my nose. Fucking hell.
Yo.
Fucking, I've been lamped as a boxer like so many times in the face. I've really bled. I've got no like scar tissue and rare. She's in the passenger seat and she's going, ¿qué? What you call me? And just bam, proper arms house.
Yeah.
And now it's like this fucking funny, brilliant moment. She wants me to tell all her mum and her aunties about like how she was fucking militant and punched me in the face. But I'm like, and I remember getting a clip from Friends where like Ross is calling Rachel a bitch or something. I'm like, yo, bitch is not that. It's not like you fucking cunt. Like she thinks it's like I'm calling her a fucking cunt or some sort of whore. And I'm like, no. And so I like got all these clips from TV of the word bitch, send them to her.
Uh-huh.
And like her cousin who lives in Acton's like, no, he's not calling you a fucking prostitute or a whore. Or he's saying, stop being a bitch. Like you're acting like a bitch. Because I've stood my ground. Yeah. The whole time, I'm like, to this day, I'm like, no, you were being a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you were acting like a fucking bitch. Like, you were being a cunt. Not a cunt. That's exactly what I wasn't saying. You were just being a fucking complete bitch. Like, you were ruining it for everyone. I said, stop being a bitch. Just, bam. Whilst we both could have died, I could have swerved in that.
I'm trying to think, man. Maybe in South America, must be so difficult to find the statistic of, like, car accidents from just women being fucking, like, just mad at their bloke who's driving. Because they just swing. They don't think, oh, we're in a car, it's moving. You know, they just swing. They just swing
straight. Respect me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bam.
Like, that's why if you play silly games like that, man, you're going to get burnt, brother.
So
man.
I was playing this silly game last night thinking this is going to be. Because she's lying on the bed on her back and the TV's like on the wall. She's like, and she did, like, she gets up like this. And I'm thinking, yes, like, it's going to fucking, she's going to go nuts. Like, they're going to get all the film. But no, man, she just went into cold stone like, okay. Okay, muy bien. Muy bien para ti, gringo. No, because then I got scared. And I'm like, no, don't. This is a joke.
Yeah.
Who's Bianca? But it was the first name. I was trying to give you the worst answers I could ever give.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get you over that line and we've been pissing.
But I swear that's, I mean, obviously it happens to a certain degree in other cultures and everything like that. But in particular in South America, in couples, it's like if you don't get jealous and do jealous things like that, then it means you don't really love
you the don't
person.
Love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember because I'm pretty laid back, chilled guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't like getting they're like, what? What's wrong with you? What? Like, you know, like they.
Why aren't you asking me about my phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you so open with your phone? Yeah. Why do you let me do this? Yeah. Why do you let me do that? There's no way you're cheating on me. Like it's a bad thing. Yeah, I've seen women on Instagram say, there's no way this hombre is cheating on me. There's nothing to look at. There's like no drama. Yeah, like it's drama,
man. They fucking love it. And you kind of have to a certain degree, play up to it a bit. And probably that's why she liked that joke you played on her, because it's like you testing her love for you. You know what I mean? And like,
it's funny, man.
But it's fucking, but it's a nightmare sometimes as well. But
listen. Nightmares when you get punched in the face.
Exactly. But Theme, come on, let's get into these graph sketches.
Some graph sketches.
Yeah. So we got the first one, by my man. You should have that already, right? The blue one. We're going to go with the blue one. Yeah?
I'm just going to get his Instagram name.
No. He doesn't. No. He told me he doesn't want his Instagram mentioned.
Oh, okay.
So don't mention Instagram.
Well, big up him.
Yeah, big him up.
So which one are we looking at? Blue one.
Yeah, fuck. I just lost it, man. What the fuck?
Slips.
Yes, that's it.
Slips.
Yeah. Look.
So a man like Slips came at me to say that all of my graph, like, you know, the colors and stuff like that looks good, looks decent.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, mine looks kind of flat and boring, I think were his words. Yeah. And then just looking at this Slips, bruv, I mean, the problem is the schemes, like the schemes are just they're kind of bubbles. I would just call them dots, like kind of.
It's too much
almost
blue.
Like it's got like chicken poxy dots. Yeah, but you can pull shit off like that.
You can, yeah, it's true.
You can pull off mad different blues and absolutely kill it. Obviously, everyone knows that. You can pull off the same color in different shades and shit. But this one, now I kind of see what he's saying, because the schemes, like, basically, there are no schemes.
Yeah.
So all of the color is the same color. Mm-hmm. The color inside the piece is the same color. And then, as you say, it's just got the dots. But there's some decent bits about this, man.
Of course.
One is the shadow of the blocks at the bottom.
What I was going to say,
like,
yeah.
I like the way he's turned with that. Like, if the blocks have turned a certain way, the shadow turns a certain way.
Yeah.
And then he's got his 3D going on with the different blues as well and shit.
Mm.
But man like Slips, if you're asking me
yeah.
about how I make my fucking graph look like a nun's pum-pum, like it's so fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Then it's because man's using different colors and different schemes and blending them together, fading them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, man, I'm using, like, I mean, I did go to art school though, didn't I? I mean, I'm not fucking teach, but you learn to use the opposites. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh, yes.
I remember painting Van Gogh's, but having to do the exact opposites of the color. So I think the blue sky was orange and, you know what I mean? Shit like that. The green bushes were purple, I think it was. So you do learn a bit of shit like that.
Yeah.
But I said to him, fade different colors, then put schemes on top, and that's exactly what he's not done on this.
Yeah.
It's all just one color blue.
Yeah,
and
explain.
Then the schemes, like, are just dots.
I'm going to describe it quickly for the people just listening, okay? It says Slips, Slips. It's all in blue. Everything is blue except for white highlights and yellow inside the white highlights. We'll get into that in a second. And then he's done a Downrock 3D, which has got dark blue blocks on the left side, light blue blocks on the right side, which is cool. He's got a weird arrow coming from absolutely nowhere on the left side, just going whoop around the S. And then the other S at the end is going whoop, exactly the same. I guess it's like a block coming off the bottom of the S and then the arrow attached to it. I don't know. And he fucked up. And then, then he's got the shadow of the, so as if the piece is hovering just slightly over the paper. So you imagine if there's a light source going straight down, there'd be a little shadow underneath it. So he's added that extra little shadow, which I've never tried to even do, but I see people do it all the time and I really like it. And one day I want to try
this
doing...
is, yeah, there's semi-decent on this, but this is lacking.
No. He fucked up.
Border.
Yeah, it doesn't have a border.
You could ping it off, regardless of if it's all blues. It could be pinged off if it had like a mad pink or an orange or...
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He should have used that yellow
around it.
He should have used the yellow of the border. But also the shadow on the blocks at the bottom looks good. He's done it halfway decent, even though it's not perfect. But then look at the arrow up above. You see that dark gray shadow? It shouldn't be there, man. If the light is coming from above.
Now we've got light sources from different angles, don't we?
It's just, that's not working, man. And you shouldn't see any of those shadows at the top, but he's got them poking up. They shouldn't be there at all because it should be way down below, behind the letters, if you're doing it properly. I forgot to mention there's a Vaughan Bode lizard, a green lizard on the right hand side holding a spray can with his little willy hanging out.
You've got something to say about this because you do love a Vaughan Bode.
I love Vaughan Bode. I've actually got a tattoo on my arm here of Vaughan Bode lizard character done by Mark Bode himself. I got that done a good few years ago. Yes, I do love a good Bode, and you know, most people have drawn a Bode at one point in their life. You know what I mean? If you're into graph, Bodies are like, it's like having an arrow. It's like doing stars in your piece. It's like Vaughan Bode characters.
Very graph associated.
Even to a certain degree, now I kind of I don't like him now because everyone fucking does him. Well, it's like, what are we going to do? Oh, just do a Bodhi character. And it just seems like a lack of imagination. Unless you do the Bodhi doing something that I haven't seen before, you know? Like, for example...
Or it's on a train in New York.
I'm going to now put on the screen the Vaughn Bodhi that every fucker does. It's here. And then this Vaughn Bodhi character, if you go to Google, type in Vaughn Bodhi and type and press images, it's like the third or fourth image down. Every guy, whenever I see this character, I see it from a mile away. When I see people copying it there, I'm like, what? You couldn't even scroll past the first page to look for a Vaughn Bodhi character to look. You just come across the first one you saw. Oh, I'll draw that one. That's just laziness to me, man. Come on. Look at me here, yeah? For people listening, you can't see, but I've got every single Vaughn Bodhi comic book. I've got Junk Waffle Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4. You know what I mean? I got the Cheech Wizard. I got the other Cheech Wizard one. I got the fucking Cheech Wizard Volume 1, the complete Cheech Wizard. I got all these things, and I go through all these. I find a head from one of the characters that I like with the facial expression. I'm like, okay, cool. I like the way his face looks. Then I find the body from another Vaughn Bodhi standing in a certain position. I'm like, oh, okay. I like the way he's standing, but if I move his arm a bit that way and put this other arm, like put a spray can, if you want to put a spray can in his fucking hand, which is again, and I'm not having to go at Slips, by the way. Slips is new. He's a toy. You know what I mean? He's just getting used to it. So fine. You do whatever you want to do. I'm not talking about you specifically, but I'm talking about other stuff that I see out there. Don't think it goes unnoticed, people, okay? Try just that little bit harder, man. If you're going to find a Vaughn Bodhi character, just scroll through a few more pages. There's loads of stuff online to find a Vaughn Bodhi, yeah?
If you fair, I would do... one that's been done a billion times. I would do the wizard with the foot. You know, he's standing on one foot and the other one's coming up. Because the hat is sick and you can do the stars in the hat.
Yeah, this one here. Yeah, the classic.
That exact one.
I know, that's the one everyone does because it's on the front page of the Cheech Wizard Volume 1 fucking comic book.
So that would upset you if I
That would, I mean... Obviously, theme, you'd have to do a lot to upset me, man, because I love you, brother, man. But but if you did come up to me and go, yo, we're painting next to each... Sorry, Akit. If we were both painting a piece and then there was a gap in the middle and you were like, Maddie, I'm going to drop a character in the middle, as if that would happen anyway. Yeah, but let's say that happened.
So that's the thing for big DJ Slips, is that at least he's putting characters in, man.
No, exactly. No, I'm not... This isn't a... to raid against Slips. Slips is doing exactly what he should be doing as a toy, is copying things off the internet. Good. Continue, brother. I'm talking about the other people who actually paint on walls and they... And I think Slips probably paints here and there, but I'm just saying people who are more advanced who shouldn't fucking do that. Don't think it goes unnoticed. You just find the first Vaughn Bodhi lizard. Okay, I'll just copy that. Come on, man. Scroll a bit deeper down into it, man. There's loads of online stuff you can search for, man. Copy one of those other ones. Like, look at Bees and Chick and all them lot. They love a good Bodhi character. And I love their Bodhi characters because they don't do the standard fucking same one that everyone else does. They do their own shit. They probably do it from mad memory. They don't even do it copying from other things. You know, it's about originality, man. If you're going to use something that everyone knows, try and put your own twist to it, man. Change it slightly to... Yeah, just to make it more interesting, man. Everyone's done that fucking Vaughn Bodhi a million gazillion times, man. That particular
exact one. Sketch, though.
Yeah, sorry.
The arrows do kind of upset me.
Yeah, the arrows are terrible, man.
Because you know what I'm like with arrows that come from nowhere and have no lit. But the thing, look at the bits. There's like the first S.
Yeah.
There's like a bit under the S and then another bit under the S.
Yeah, I don't like those bits.
So the second bit of the S is probably the drop down, but I mean, maybe he's just fucking about. You know, it's his sketch pad, isn't it?
He's made it.
So that's cool.
He's made it kind of like
a... You can't have arrows coming out of nowhere.
It's like a layer cake.
That's a wicked film. That's a good film. The second S, you see the big chunk on the top right of it.
It's
too big, man. It's too...
It's too far away. Yeah, it's too far away. It's like kind of had to draw an extra line to kind of connect it to the top of the S. That should be part of the top bit of the S. It shouldn't be so far off to the right. It should be flowing with the letter. And look at the P. Look at the top.
I was just about to start talking about the P.
It looks like...
Because the P has got mad thin on the top, like the sort of middle right.
Yeah.
And then where it comes up, it's not in line with where, if it was a bar, it's not in line with where it would, it kind of gets too fat at the end and too fat at the bottom.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Yeah. If you look at the little hole in the P,
yeah,
that bar should be much thinner by the time it comes out the top. But then even that wouldn't look that good. You know what I mean? It needs to have a bit more style, and a bit more jazz.
Like balance-wise, at first glance, it's not too bad. But then when I start nitpicking people, you know, I love a good nitpick, yeah? So yeah. Cool, the S and the L, they're all relatively same chunky size. The S's have a thin bit in the middle. So I assume he tried to do that on the P to balance it out, because the arrows as well have a really thin bit on them. So the thick letters, and he might maybe thought, oh, I can get away with making the round bit of the P thinner, but no, you can't, bro. You got to keep it fat, and then maybe when it connects back, so it's hard to explain like visually, but you got the backbone of the P, and then you got the round bit, you know, the top head bit. Yeah, the top bit should be the same thickness, and then once it's curving round, as if you're using a marker pen, an italic marker pen, you know how when certain markers you use at a certain angle is thick and then another angle is thin. Yeah. So you got to kind of think in those techniques, like, okay, it's thick there, but then when you bring it round to connect it back with the P, it gets thin again, you know? Kind of, you got to kind of keep that mentality.
Hold on, man.
If that makes sense.
I just realize what you're chatting. Like, nah, man. You see the arrows here? He's done a drop down in the blues, and then he's got the gray shadow on the left of the arrow. You can't have a drop down.
Yeah.
Going down and then have shadow on the left as
go
well.
Go all the way up.
The drop down is the shadow. Like you're choosing the shadow as to, but drop that, the shadow's dropping down.
Yeah.
So then you don't put another shadow on the, yeah.
Yeah, that completely. And look, you can even see it poking up at the top of the S, top of the L, top of the I, top of the P. Yeah. You shouldn't be able to see any of those drop down shadows.
Going down, man.
It should be right underneath.
When I put my thumb over that shadow on the left, you can actually see it would be a lot better, because then that 3D kind of effect of it coming off the page
might be better, but not that much better, man. I mean, those arrows are kind of shitty.
You can never.
And the double highlight, what do you think about the white highlights? Then inside the white highlights, the little yellow highlights. What do you think about that?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think I'm not keen on that. The yellow should have been a border.
Yeah.
And the yellow, I would have done really fat bubbles coming off it and shit like that.
Yeah.
But
that's a sign of again, back to the TB, the toy behavior, like the doing too much. It's TB. Like you got white highlights. You don't need to add the little yellow bit as well. You know what I mean? And then he done it all the way up the skinny bit of the arrow. So like, you know, it's basically a yellow fill on the arrow now, because you can't even see the blue because it's so skinny, and he's got two fucking
he's
highlights.
He's got a white and a yellow in there. Yeah.
And yeah, and the 3D is cool, but he fucked it in the middle of the L. If you look at the middle of the L, the 3D is no longer going down. It's going to the right, down to the right,
which is fucking my eyes up a bit.
I don't like these extra bits at the bottom, like you pointed out, the bottom of the S. There's two other bits, like a layer cake thing. He's done it a bit with the L, but in a different style, and it just, no good. There's no need, bro. Just keep it simple, man. I know you tried to go out, you know, all out with this piece, you know what I'm saying? But keep it simple for now, man. Just get your letters right first. Your letters aren't there yet, bro. Yeah, focus on your letters. Don't even bother outlining.
A lot of people ask me like I'm some, I'm some fade. I mean, I have been known to be good at fades. I remember Koza saying, "Bruv, if you do fades like that, Phoebe, you can come fucking track sides with us." Where I was like, "Was a mad young." I was, oh my days. But two things I would take, is chicks always telling me, no theme, because I'm always picking like blues and pinks and purples. Don't do that. Sometimes take your like browns and dark browns and coffees and stuff, and do graph with that, and like learn to use those kind of different things. But I said to Slip, you can use very similar colored paints as well. So if you're using like a lavender and a light blue and then a bit of a middle blue, and you can really kill it like that. Because they look the same in the top of the cans and that.
Yeah.
But if you do like a dark blue in the bottom, for example.
Yeah.
A lighter blue in the middle and a light blue at the top. and you bring them up and down with lines and shit, it looks sick because it's kind of minimalist.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, continue doing your thing.
Yeah.
But just do that outline, fix up that outline, fix up those S's and stuff like that. Drop all the arrows, drop that stuff out.
Yeah.
And just start doing like just simple fades.
Yeah.
Simple two color fades and just bring those colors down and up into each other.
I would say even. Yeah. Okay, cool. Because obviously, you know, you want to get carried away a bit and you got all your pens and you want to color it in and all these things. And that's cool. Okay, I guess. But I would say your letters aren't there yet, man. So keep just practicing outlines with pencil, man. Just keep sketching out letters, man, and sketching out your name as many times, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Copy things. Copy other people's S's. Get a zombie
especially Z. S's, because S's are difficult. Sick.
And they're ill.
They're sick to do, man.
They're ill. But like I'm saying, like, you know, look online, look at other things, copy them, you know, get those letters looking right. Then once the letters are right, everything else will fall into place. I promise you, man. You won't want to dress it up and hide your letters with a double highlight and arrow sticking out of nowhere.
You won't even
and
want
layer
it because
cake.
The letter will look so mad on its J.
Exactly.
You'll be like, yo,
you don't need any of that.
I just want to do dubs with this letter because it's want to show the letter.
You don't need none of that shit.
Like,
man,
someone I love, like Bando or Casby, you know, when they just do just the letters.
They don't even do a shadow sometimes. They don't even do a 3D. They just do the letters with a fat outline, you know, thick outline around it, and it just looks sick, man. Couple of bubbles here and there,
but big up people for sending in their sketches.
Salute,
man,
to Slips, man. No, I don't want him to feel disheartened, man. It's dope, you know what I mean? You're on the right path. Sorry,
he's on the right path.
You're on the right path. You're doing your thing. You're creative. I can see you've got the knack. You just got to keep at it. And you will get there, son. Listen, man, it's gone way longer than I thought it would go, man. I had another sketch, but I'm going to save it for next time. Okay, brother, man?
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. For real.
Because I got my new job tomorrow.
Yeah.
And to say that, I'm starting the new job.
Yeah.
My missus wants Gucci braggers. Uh-huh. I want a Gucci knickers. I want a fucking S series, a 7 series with a W12 bad man number plate. Yes,
Arms House
so
on the number plate.
We're signing out on this tune called Hunted. I think it's called Hunted, no?
Hunteds.
Because I'm spending hunteds.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know how to say this. Sante or Sainte?
Saint. I think it's Saint.
Or just Saint?
Yeah, with an E on the end. Saint with an E.
He's got a mad different sound, man. I like this song.
I haven't heard it before, but let's check it out. Hunnids, we out, party people. Arms House to your mom's house, episode 27. Big up my man, Theme. Please keep sending us your sketches. We're running low now, man. We need more. So if you're thinking about sending a sketch, now is the time, okay? If you've already sent me a sketch and I haven't used it, please send it again because I probably got lost in the shuffle, okay? What else do I need to say? Like, subscribe, leave a comment on the video, yeah? Big up yourself. Big up my man Theme. Big up Dolo.
Big up Chrome and Black. We got more stuff from Chrome and Black we're sending out soon.
Soon, man.
Maybe next week we'll chat about that.
Yeah. Okay, let's see how we go.
Here's Saint. We've decided it's Saint. Here's Saint with Hunnids.
Peace.
Ayy, the grind's on, I'm just tryna get the bands in. Tape man, you know we get the hands in. Throw fists and you know that they landing. We stand out, cause you know we can't stand in. We look good, we ain't ever look stranded. In a cute top down, tunes banging. The YG's outside just standing. Round the corner is a youth tryna bank it. With the bro been whizzing in a cute. Treasure hunt, looking for the lead. Pitch dog, gotta get the feet. Put it in the beat. Now I got a lot of D. When I get the bag of my crew, gotta get it with the crew. Spend a couple hundreds for a shoe. Put a couple hundreds on my crew. That in my boot. Hold on, wait, that's who. That's that chick that got rude. I ain't spending on you. I'm just fronting on you. Always got something on you. We ain't running from you. But we'll be running on you. Always got a gunner on T. Got a stunner on T. Here's about to run upon you. About to hold one upon you. Don't ask what I do. I ain't even leaving no few. But I make bits for my crew. Yeah. She know I chase all the cheddar. Gucci, that's Louis, my sweater. She like the feel on my levers. I wanna whip on a Tesla. Flexing it run like a wrestler. She know I know I impress her. Like diamonds on good under pressure. Now she wanna leave with me. Now she wanna be with me.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?